when something comes up and it's like a little ostrich with its head's looking and it's looking to get salvation or whatever for itself, you obviously are not that. Yeah. So, in a sense, the appearance of all this stuff is its own negation. Don't you see it? It's not the gun fires when it pops up. The thing pops up and then the gun fires. Yeah. It pops up, they're both. Yeah. So when you have seen the emperor with no clothes or become aware of it, you see it with no clothes while it's wearing clothes. Yeah. And this idea is being ourselves reality, the greatest mystery is reality, trying to attain reality. All right, let's talk about all that which is a trying to attain reality. It must be unreal, yes? You would think reality itself would know its reality. It wouldn't be confused about that. It can only seemingly be confused when it's called something else, yes? So when you see all the little apparitions or movements of that something else, you could have a sense of I'm not that. Yeah. And you won't waste a second trying to convince it otherwise, because it's programmed to do exactly what it does now, which is to see the unreal as the real. That's what it's programmed to do. Yeah. The action figure. You want to send it back to the factory? You're going to have to go with it, because at that point, you're the action figure. You're going to have to go to the factory. And it's a huge recall. A huge recall. Or simply listen to the statement. It's very super clear that the real is as it is always. I think right now is included in always. Yeah. So no matter how I feel or what I'm thinking or doing this and doing that, hasn't changed anything really. It changes the surface, it muddies it or whatever. But in fact, that self surface, no matter how chaotic, no matter how long the storm, it always goes back to stillness. Yeah. You got 80 years of blowing houses down and nothing's been blown down, and then you completely dissipate and there won't be any aspect of you that can remember you. Yeah. There won't be a you anymore to remember you. It will truly be like it never happened. How could there be regret and remorse if it never happened? Yes. How? We want to have vestiges of us still. Yeah. All right. I know the body passed away, but there's still some of me going to reincarnate. No, there ain't. All the me that you thought you were is of that which was a non-existent thing from the get-go. What gets left behind when existence seems to leave the non-existent thing? Do you ever have to, oh, we got to get a spirit cleanup. We got to clean up spirit here. No, there's just a fucking dead carcass. Yeah. The people that loved you don't love you anymore. They still love you. They don't love the carcass. Really? I hope not. I hope, like, I don't mummify somebody I know has passed away and keep it in my closet. And oh, you still look the same. I would imagine that which you had an affection towards wasn't the body at all. Yeah. It was just a big mistake in a sense. Yeah. So all we have to, then he says, he throws another statement in. All we have to do is give up the attitude that that is all that is required. Now we do it another way. I'm just going to see I'm not the one who has the attitude. Because I found it difficulty. I found it difficult to stop judging. I did. When that would be a requirement. You ever read The Faith, Mind, and Zen? It says, oh, don't worry about the truth. Just stop cherishing your own opinions. Well, that's like someone who doesn't know alcoholism going, why don't you just stop, Paul? Why don't you just stop drinking? Makes total sense to me. Yeah, well, at this point, I'm completely incapable of stopping. Yeah. So here, we just took another step back. So there's no requirement other to see that which is looking for a requirement isn't you. Yeah. I can't make it any easier. We've subtracted a step that a lot of people tripped over. We've subtracted where you don't have to stop judging because you can't, because you're not that which is judging. Yeah. You're not that which cherishes opinions. You're not that that does any of that. Yeah. So again, when I went entered spirituality, there was tons of orders in spirituality of things I didn't think I was up to the task to do. Like you have to have an empty mind to really enjoy peace. What? You've got to stop thinking completely. What? You can't judge. What? My head's judging all day. Yeah. What the hell? I'd rather just get loaded and follow the school of ignorance is bliss. Just get loaded. But unfortunately, consequences always found me. And the payoff got lesser and lesser, and the cost got more and more. Yeah. So I come into spirituality and I keep seeing orders and I keep seeing orders I can't fulfill. Yeah. Wow. So I think I'm going to meditate my way through it. I'm going to do hyperventilating or whatever. No, just see you're not that which can't do it. Yeah. What a relief. What a relief. Demanding something to jump a foot that can't is a drag. Yeah. Especially if it becomes a requirement that you won't be able to fulfill. Yeah. That person may never be able to jump a foot. It's just not the way it's built. Yeah. This is the relief for all the white men that can't jump. Yeah. This is the relief. Just the relief. Just feel it. Just relief. Yeah. Relief from, the need to be liberated. Relief from, oh, I gotta get it. I've gotta be awake. Of course you are. Yeah. So this takes away. And when it sets you up for that other fall where your spiritual practices are reinforcing something, not destroying it, it pulls the rug out of that. Yeah. And you just neutralized. You don't have to give up opinions. Just see that you're not the one that holds them. Yeah. What requirement is can come with that? There's no requirement that comes with that. Negation is the negation or the end of requirements. Yeah. It negates is negates to the point that it ends requirements. Yeah. So let then suddenly you're left in a moment. And before you can put your clothes on, you see the nakedness. There you go. I humbly do not believe Paul's going to be here to experience his own absence. I just don't get it. I think Paul is an imaginary presence. Is. And if it wants to be there, it has to make what's present seem to be absent. That's the only way it can work in a dualistic move. Yeah. For me to be present, that which is present has to seem to be absent. Seriously. Yeah. I can't get them, it can't happen at the same time. You hear the party's great, but when you get there, it sucks. You're not going to pull it off. So I truly believe, just like when you go to sleep, that's the end of Paul. Really. Then you wake up, and then Paul's remembered. But first, you wake up. And then Paul's remembered. There's going to be a point where Paul's never going to be remembered. All right, well, I think that's beautiful, eh? Don't you? Alan Olson, he realizes he's never going to get it. It's great. It's awesome. Mike G, he's still gnawing away here or there, but he's got a strong suspicion he's never going to get it. Arlen, he's never going to get it. Saraswati, never. Clark, you missed the bus. No, you didn't, bro. You were never going to get it. Michael Stacy, you're never going to get it. Stephen Mack, no. John, historically, you didn't get it. Futuristically, you're not going to get it, and you're not getting it now. Annette, roof or no roof, you're not getting it. Kerry, Hawaii or Minneapolis, doesn't matter. You're not getting
Never wanted
it. There you go. It's hallelujah. What a relief. Yes. Anyone have anything they'd like to share? Oh, fantastic. Ben, you're all right over there? Good. Great. Mike Clark.
I do have one little thing, Paul.
All right.
It's something that you said a couple of weeks ago that
Don't hold me.
has come back a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the factory setting.
Yes.
That we have this impression that this training or this conditioning or whatever otherwise. We think this machine is supposed to work in a way that it doesn't work at all, and the only way it does work is on the factory setting. So if we start to mess with it, if we're thinking that we're doing something good or helpful or whatever, it just feels like it gets further and further away from. And it turns out the factory setting is not as much closer than I thought, I guess.
Yes.
Very, very grateful for that, actually.
Well, that's cool because it reminds me of a we had an Italian espresso machine from Gaggia. Now, we couldn't get it to the factory setting, and we tried like hell. And I'll tell you, it was like I rather have a. It just was ridiculous. And this has happened a couple of times. We've gotten these incredibly expensive espresso things, and then you gotta get the exact people get scales, they're trying to measure the exact same thing, can never get it. And it took a lot of time. And then I go just go back to this reliable setting on the DeLonghi, put it in, same one every day. It's great. It's not getting everything out of the bean. Hey, I got enough out of the bean. You know what I mean? So, yeah, the factory setting is you're awake. You're awake, obviously. Didn't see you made awake. You're awake. And so there's a fact. And then here, you can seem to be awake to that fact, or you can seem to not be awake to that fact, because here is all seemingly so. It's all just appearing. So, in a dualistic, let's say, presentation, it can seemingly be so and it can seemingly not be so. I find it's easier to be on the seemingly so side. I do. Because that's the closest the action figure can get to the factory setting, literally. Can I still hear the hummingbird? Yes, you're working. Yeah. And I still feel the wind. Yes, you're working. The psychological apps, I don't even remembering ordering one of them. I have 800 different ones. Past, future, forget the present, past, future. Yeah. The greatest mystery is being ourselves reality, reality wanting to attain reality. Yeah. Yes. These are fundamental non-duality statements, yeah. If you're at arms or against these statements, you may be shopping at the wrong store. Because this is basically the presentation is you are already that which you could look for, yes? And basically you're looking for it, you're using it to look for it. Yeah. That's the message. Yeah. It's not like it's not tailored for any or to grow around our uniqueness. It's just a basic whack. The factory setting is being ourselves reality. Yeah. Now, the factory setting of the action figure is not to believe that. So, do you really want to use that which is built not to believe it to come to believe it? I'd think rather not. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. My logic may it's been changed. Maybe it's insane, but that's how I see it. I do not how if something is built to do the exact opposite for that which you're using it for, it's not the problem of that. It's you got to check it out. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Mr. Crossman, nice to see you.
Paul Arlen has his hand up.
Oh, come on, Arlen, and then Mike too. All right, Arlen.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. So this is just more of a share.
Yeah.
It's a somewhat funny one. So I my neck got hurt. It was sort of like pricked. You know how you wake up sometimes and your neck hurts? And I was listening to one of your shares, and you were talking about how no amount, there's no way you can sort of turn your neck and see the before. You're already after. And that next day, I was sitting in silence trying to do a morning meditation. And of course, my neck is very painful. And I realized I'm literally doing that. Like both, like literally just sitting there in pain, trying to look at the past from the future. Because of course, my body and everything was like, "Hey, your neck hurts a lot," and so it cracked me up. I stopped trying to sit down. I went back to sleep, and when I woke up, my neck felt great. So, hey, thanks for that.
There you go. Yes. Mark it well, these free samples. Or perhaps there's a better way. Yeah. All right. We got Mike G. Come on, Mike. You're right here.
All right, cool. Hey, dude. I miss the when you guys were first started talking about Joshua Tree, and so what is it's right at your birthday again on the ninth,
No, it's going to be on the 9th to the 12th.
the 9th of the 12th of January,
Yes.
and then
Well, it will be there Saturday, and then probably, well, we're going to get the 9th is Friday, and then so Saturday, Sunday, and then we'll leave on Monday. So we'll probably have we have a this regular talk Saturday, and we'll probably do one on Sunday.
Okay, cool. So we just find a hotel and
You may even be able to stay where we are. We'll see. I'll let you know.
All right, cool.
Yeah, because we rented a house already, and then some other guys are renting another house. So I'll talk to Amelia's more on top of it than I am. So we'll let you know.
Thank you.
But it's going to be cool. Yeah, I like it. We like it down there. So
I'm glad you're gone again, man.
yeah, it's a good tradition. So we're going to do it. Yes. And then I have the Forever Senior Citizen pass
All
to the
right, on.
park. Yeah, I can go.
My girlfriend has a forever disability pass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Tess.
I probably could have gotten both.
Yeah.
I got the disability
Well, maybe you get something extra.
and the age. A hearty handshake. That's really good. Oh, that's great, man. You'll look forward to seeing your girlfriend. Yeah.
Right on, dude. We are too.
All right, good. All right, Mr. Crossman.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for this endless topic. The thing you said tonight, Paul, that helped me was when the AI decides or evolves the idea that the humans must die. Well, it's kind of ironic that there really was nothing there to decide that. It was like put into motion by whoever programmed the AI that it would eventually come to that conclusion.
That's right.
There was no entity that thought it up or did anything except make that initial mistake.
Yeah, the humans themselves. The humans themselves are planning their own demise.
Right? I mean,
Well, this is the
that's
reality,
why
yeah.
I'm wondering, where is the somebody in that whole? It was
That's
it the one, or is was it the one that made the conclusion that there
right.
should be a suicide? I don't know, but
That's
thank
right.
you.
Yeah. We won't be there to see the post media movie made when they destroy. It's the logic. That's what I like about the description. It points out a mental logic of, and the mental logic is extremely impaired when you see it from the outside. So when it's looking for something's demise, it's really planning its own demise. So it's very trippy.
You get some laughs here, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. We try to point out the programmableness of the action figure. It's not AI. It doesn't grow. It has certain ceilings it doesn't grow through. Yeah. It has a very limited, it's a limited edition, not an unlimited edition. It's very limited. Maybe there's betters coming down the pike, but it's pretty basic. So the course talks about it, and when he talks about it, it says the importance of this statement is quite important, which is the brain interprets to the body of which it is a part. Yeah. So the idea of Paul is really a flower that was grown in the mental garden. Yes. And is tended by a mental gardener. Yes, it doesn't grow anywhere else. It's only in this setting and in this environment that it grows. Now it believes it's a forever Paul and this and that, but that's also part of the programming. Yes, because if it didn't have the feeling that it's going to still be there when everything ends, it would be completely consumed with everything ending. Yes. Yes. So, and I really, the feeling of being Paul, vague though very familiar, I've had samples of being in a coma and blackouts and dying and coming back. I mean, when I was away from Paul, there was no Paul that was away. Yeah. There's only a Paul here, so to speak. Yeah. There wasn't a Paul wherever. Yeah, when Paul went away, it didn't go away anywhere. It just went away. So that light you're seeing on the wall is cast by a projector. That light doesn't keep getting projected when the projector is moved. Yeah. Yes. There isn't, I do not truly believe there's not a spark of quintessential spirit in you in the body. I don't believe it. So I like to try to comprehensively envelop the idea of you. Like Ramana has a nice story about the person that sees the movie as fake and as unreal. Yeah. It sees it and it's sitting in a theater. But it's believing it's real, and seeing the unreal. And Ramana says, no, that one that's sitting in the theater is always in the circle of unreal. Yes? That which thinks it's seeing the movie is in the movie. Yeah. That's part of the movie, is an audience seeing the movie. Yeah. So this is. I don't believe there's a point where that which is sitting in the movie theater is sitting outside. I don't. I think it can only sit inside the movie theater. I don't believe there's a rabbit that leaves as a robber. I just don't. Yeah. You know? So do with it as you will. Yeah. Well, do with it as you will, whatever, what's going to happen. All right, thank you. I think we said say goodbye. I need to take my medication now. Gotta go walk out in the frisky, the crisp air. It's winter in Northern California, which for some places would be a beautiful spring. But here we get cold when it's in the 40s. All right, Walter, Michael Stacy, man, my main man from the beginning. See, you know, when you're giving something invaluable, the best currency to express that is service. Yes. So when you can compensate for something that can't be compensated for, service is a pretty good demonstration from the action figure. It is. Yeah. The service of listening, the service of sharing, the service of being available to a loving presence using us to produce itself through the group conscience, yeah, or express itself. Great role to have, yeah. Are you asking for that much? How much demand is it to sit in a Zoom? You don't even have to wear pants and shit. You could just be hanging in your room, having washed for 4 days. No one can smell you, shit like that. Yeah. All right. Well, Ben S. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us, brother. Michael Stacy, yep. Robert Crossman. I'm happy you came in, Robert. I think you yeah. Drink up, as we say. Yeah. Kerry, as always, beautiful day.
Thank you, Paul.
Wow. It's looking nice in the jungle there. Saraswati. There she is. She's taking a nice nap. Oh, she's listening. She's going to sleep with the lullaby of satsang. I don't think I cursed much either today. That was pretty good. Annette.